Jussie Smollett will be forced to share a jail cell with his attacker. Chicago, Illinois. People are protesting in the streets today after human rights groups revealed Jussie Smollett will be forced to share a jail cell with his racist attackers. "This is an outrage," said Reverend Jesse Jackson. "Not only was Mr. Smollett attacked by hateful racist bigots who want to tear our country apart, but now he has to share a jail cell with them? This is cruel and unusual punishment. This is the kind of thing that happens in our white supremacist country. Send me money." Criminal justice watchdogs also revealed that in addition to sharing a cell with his attackers, he will have to share his toothbrush, his bunk bed, and clothes. They expressed worry that this may lead to Jussie Smollett suffering further racist and homophobic attacks from other attackers named Jussie Smollett while in prison. When asked for comment, Jussie Smollett angrily yelled, "This is MAGA country," before punching himself in the face. Here's everything you need to know about Omicron. It was originally to be called the Xi Jinping created COVID in a lab variant, but it was renamed so as not to offend China. Omicron was ultimately named after its inventor, Bob Omicron, who works at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Everyone who gets Omicron has a 100% chance of dying someday at some point in the future. Not necessarily of COVID, but of something. It's a guarantee. Omicron is also the name of Optimus Prime's rival in the Transformers spin-off Beast Wars. Omicron Activate has killed far fewer people than Democrats' lockdown policies so far. There has been far less panic around Omicron than the government was hoping for, so they're pushing up the release schedule of the Pi variant to early 2022. Pfizer has said their vaccine works against Omicron. In other news, Apple has announced that the iPhone 13 may also provide some protection against the variant if purchased new and at full price. Omicron is far worse than other variants, unless you count deadliness, contagiousness, and severity of symptoms. Dr. Fauci has teased a Fauci's cut of Omicron coming in the spring for the hardcore fans. And finally, studies have found that people who are concerned about Omicron are 729% more likely to be scared little whiny babies.
"You're being rude. You're fake news.